Yeah, it's a lot of caffeine, that's for sure.
You got a lot going on.
Having two kids and being on the road constantly has definitely changed the way that I wake up. There is no more waking up at 10 o'clock in the morning. It's definitely like anywhere from 5 to 7 a.m. Big adjustment, but a lot of fun.
Yeah, not exactly musician's hours, but I appreciate you calling this morning so much. And congratulations on those beautiful baby girls, Willa and Ada.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. They're amazing.
Being a new parent alone is so exhausting, but then you add to that your Miss America gig coming up, your new album, and two record-breaking nights at Gillette Stadium last weekend. Thank you very much.
Yeah, that was just incredible and such a dream come true, and super, super thankful to Kenny for having me out there, because that was a life-changing experience for me, absolutely.
Wow, really? Those are some powerful words. I mean, you do a lot of shows. Why, in particular, were the Gillette shows life-changing?
Yeah, you do a lot of shows, but never getting to play for, you know, over 100,000 people over two nights, the same stadium, and basically talking to Kenny saying that this is the rowdiest show that he will play all year long. And so it's fun to like be just in that environment where everybody is just so ready to go. It's kind of like their annual thing that they get to do is like go to a Disney concert right before summertime ends. So I was just really, really, really excited to be a part of that.
It really has become a New England tradition. It wouldn't be summer without Kenny and friends at Gillette, and I'm glad you're one of his friends.
It's just such an amazing thing that he's built, and we just had a blast.
And speaking of life changing, your new album, Life Changes, is coming out September 8th, and you have chosen three cities to visit in one day to share this music in person, and thank you for choosing Boston.
Oh, man. I wouldn't have it any other way. You know, Boston has just been such a huge part of my career, and playing some of my very first shows in Boston, I played Fenway, I've played the House Blues, I've played Gillette Stadium now, I've played the amphitheater. It's just really cool to kind of get back to where so many things began. You know, the House of Blues, it was the first time I ever stage dived, actually, was here at the House of Blues.
Yeah, that was our Country 102.5 after party after Fenway Park with Jason Aldean, and the house was packed.
So I'm excited to kind of get back and play for, you know, a lot of these people that really, really helped, you know, in my opinion, kickstart my career.
We are super excited for this Life Changes release party. September 8th, it's the Live from B Stage album release, and you will be performing, right, live?
Yeah, we're going to be performing like a few, you know, songs off the record, acoustic, and doing a Q&A, and really just kind of just getting to hang out with a lot of people that get to come to the show, and we're just so excited about it. It's just, we're going to be there for like an hour and a half, I think, and it's going to be a really fun day, a long day, but a really exciting day.
Right, because it's three cities in one day, and Boston is first in the morning, and everyone can enter to win at country1025.com. I know it sold out really quickly, but I understand you have some good news about that, Thomas Rhett.
Yeah, I think we opened up like the top. So if you want to come, please, you know, do that today, because we would love to see that place packed out and love for there to see as many people there as possible.
Well, that is exciting news. So everyone can go to country1025.com and click on contest. Look for the Thomas Rhett, and we will link you over to get tickets. Do it now before they're gone. You don't want to miss out. And can you please bring those babies so I can just smell them for a moment? Babies smell so good.
I wish. I don't know how it would be traveling with a 3-week-old in three cities in one day, but we'll see how she's doing.
Thank you so much for your time, Thomas Rhett, and for choosing Boston. We love you as much as you love us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.